Dave, how are you this morning?
I'm well, Tony.
Well, I know Dave well. He's a neighbor. He's my real estate agent as we are in the midst of trying to find a home for our family. But Dave is a pretty knowledgeable guy. How long have you been in business now, Dave?
Since 1982, Tony. Working on 30 years.
All right. Tell me what you think the real estate market's going to be for this season, especially as we get into the buying season here in the spring and summer.
Well, it is going to continue to be an extremely strong buyer's market. We expect to see many more repossessed homes hit the market. We've heard that there's a lot of what they call shadow listings out there. The banks have homes that are in the process of repossession that will be hitting the market. So the supply of repossessed homes are going to continue to come, which isn't real good news for homes that are already owned.
So there's still a lot of people who are upside down who owe more than their home is worth.
Absolutely, and that's the sad thing about the market is it's very hard to help people that are in homes right now. A lot of people are faced with the prospect of short sales or foreclosures, which don't do good things to their credit. We've been counseling people that need to move and would like a new home to rent their home. The rental market is getting very, very strong.
And when you talk about these repossessions, you and I have talked in the past that a lot of folks have even planned these to just leave their homes. They take everything in it. You have shown us some homes where all the appliances, the cupboards were gone, and then they just let it sink into foreclosure.
Unfortunately, that is happening out there, which poses a huge problem for buyers wanting to try and capitalize on this, you know, buy a home for a real cheap price. I mean, you know, with these homes in disarray like this, the prices are extremely good, but the catch-22 we're finding is that they aren't mortgageable. The buyer's new mortgage company will not place a mortgage on a home in this condition. And the catch-22 is the bank that owns the home won't allow the repairs to be done before closing. So we're stuck.
Dave Smeek is with Smeek Real Estate in Williamston. Looking forward to this selling season. Dave, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, Tony. Thank you.